Well, welcome again to Church in the Park. You know, we started a little late, so I will try to wrap it up because John looks hungry.
Me?
I'm hungry. Wrap it
up. Jeez, no respect. I should have said that. They're like, wrap it up! Wrap it up! You know, in preparing this talk, it dawned on me, I'm kind of showing my age since turned 55 yesterday. Reverend Roger will be turning, I won't tell his age, in a few days on the 17th. So one of the things I was thinking about since we're here in the park is how much I enjoy nature, and it's so green. And then I just really started thinking about the word green and how it has evolved. I mean, I don't ask you to have the age. You youngsters probably won't understand what I'm talking about. But when green used to be kind of not so great of a word. Mm-hmm. You know, green with envy.
Yeah.
You know, you were a little green behind the ears, mm-hmm. meaning that you weren't doing a good job because you were so new. Green with jealousy, the envy component. I'm missing a green here as my thing went out.
Yeah,
sick, thank you. Yes, because you're feeling a little green behind the gills. Yes. But lately, and it's not, but we love Kermit, though. It's not, so for anyone who didn't hear that, it's not easy being green. But nowadays, thank you for that bridge.
The rainbow connection.
It is so much easier to be green if we allow ourselves to be green. You know, being green now is all about taking in the surroundings, not leaving a footprint. And experiencing and knowing something that is our monthly thing, which is our oneness. You know, too many times we move around in life, in nature, in our backyards, and we don't accept that we are one with everything. There's a reason why when people need to clear out their senses, clean out their palates, clean out their spiritual palates, clean out their mental palates, clean out their bodies. We go to nature, don't we? And it is, coming back to nature is fundamental. It is a part of who we are. It is a part of how we as humans grew up, because in our indigenous selves, no matter where we came from, the indigenous component of us lived in nature and knew that nature and I are one. That there is no separation. That there is an illusion of separation. But there really isn't. I will tell you, in my youth, of my younger 20s, that I used to, again my age, used to be this theme about tree huggers. And the tree huggers are that. And tree huggers have evolved as well. Tree huggers have evolved. At that time, tree huggers were tree huggers in Alaska or in lands who were hugging the tree so they wouldn't chain them down, so they wouldn't cut them down. And as a youth, I kind of look at that and just kind of go, how idiotic are you to put yourself... I was a young 20. What can I tell you? I was naive. Please, don't judge me.
You were green.
I was green. Thanks, Roger. I was green. Roger, watch out, you're going to come up here and do the talk with me. And there was one day where I was just kind of spouting off this green people and this hugging the trees. And someone said, Crystal, have you ever literally hugged a tree? And I looked, I'm like, are you serious? Truly, are you serious? Hug a tree, there are ants and there's all kinds of stuff on them. And they're prickly. That bark does not look inviting. And to make a long story short, I don't really remember how this person invited me and got me to hug a tree, but somehow, I think possibly grabbing me and saying, open up. Just surround it. And I did. I was like.
Exactly.
But you know what? Something magical happened. Because every aspect, whether it's the flower or a tree, we are one. And I will admit that I am sensitive. I'm sensitive to energies, very sensitive. But we all, once we open up, once we come back to nature, once we clear our palates, can be our true selves and our sensitivity. As I was holding it, I felt it. Yeah. And no, I don't think of myself as a wackadoodle. And yes, I sometimes claim my new ageness. But one of the things that we're going to do for this picnic is not just eat. I am going to ask you, yes, to experience communing with Mother Nature. Because there's something magical that I found out, which is that Mother Nature is communing with us at all times, yet we block it off. So anytime we need to cleanse the palate, that is the majority of the reasons why we come back to nature. Yes, to cleanse the palate so that we can come back to our nature, to our natural sense, and commune with that which is constantly communing with us. We talk about God is everywhere present. That isn't just within us. Sometimes we are so egotistical. Sometimes we're too naive, too green, too young, too wet behind the ears to realize the solemn truth that heaven is here. And heaven is here is because it's unspoiled. It's true, it's natural, and it brings us to peace. And it's always calling us back home. This, beloveds, is home in its natural state. That's why our natural parks are so beautiful. That is why it is so wonderful that we can come here. Unfortunately, it is our natural parks that are the only thing that we can really go to really experience nature's power. And even though we have pathways here and we have concrete, we have other aspects where nature can fly, where Mother Nature can just be free. And it isn't pushed or pulled or tried to be controlled by humans. And so my experience with my tree, and yes, I thought I was going crazy in my 20s, is that I felt all of a sudden that there was no separation. That this bark that was a little rough on my skin, once I put my face on it, once I came in, was calming. And yes, I did a full body hug. I was doing this. And yes, I started getting intimate. But it was a pure intimacy. Into me see. And I let my walls down. And I let the tree just love me as I loved it. And truly, that's what I ended up doing. Not just taking, but giving. See, that is what we do when we are one. Too many times as humans, we take. And yes, I do say that anytime we get discombobulated in the city, yes, come here into nature, because nature will never turn us away. And even though I know that mosquitoes have us running sometimes, nature will never turn us away. For Gaia, Mother Nature, will always absorb those negative energies like fertilizer, will always churn it within itself and bring it back into beautiful life. Because Mother Nature knows that we are one, and that the communing, we are the only ones that are blocking it. It always wants to talk to us. How many gardeners do we have here? And how much do you meditate while you garden? It is a zen. In our own backyards, whether it's container or not, we can commune and be at one with nature. So why don't we? In today's world, we just don't take the time. We think that there is no time, but beloveds, there is no time not to commune with the flowers, not to get your feet dirty, to get your hands in the soil. And I love worms, by the way. Yes, you have a nutty possum. No, I'm not nutty. I know that I am one. I love the worms because that means that they are doing such a sweet job of moving into the earth and grinding everything and making it sweet. And anytime I see a worm on a sidewalk, if you see me bending down, that is probably after a rain, you can be assured Reverend Crystal is picking up some worms and going, okay, you come over here. Yep. Do your due. Thank you. Everything. Everything is special. So this is what I would like you to do. Yes, it is almost 12 o'clock. We have 2 minutes to 12. The food is there. It'll be all right. We're going to do some more songs. But while we do the songs for the remainder of this, while we commune with one another, I would like for us all to commune with everything that is out here. Ourselves, the trees, the flowers. Watch out for any poison ivy or anything like that. But I think we're safe. Don't commune with that. Unless you want to, and then you have your own experiences, and that's fine. I invite us all to become intimate with that which is always trying to be intimate with us, which is always talking to us. And yes, the final part of the story is, the more I let my walls down, the more I could, yes, feel the tree speaking to me. And now that I have gone through several years of shamanic training, my walls are completely down, and I go straight to Mother Earth. I go to a tree. One thing I would recommend, because they speak to us, I do firmly know that, because everything is God, and God is always speaking to us, so God speaks to us through everything. Yes? I would be respectful and ask if it's all right to approach. If that's the tree that wants to speak to you, all right? So if you're going to a tree and you're like, I don't feel that tree, honor that. Don't force yourself on anything on Mother Nature, because that's what we always do, don't we, as humans? We force ourselves to control it. Let us eat, be merry, and take this as the first step before we go back out to the city. And to that energy, let's bring this energy, this heaven, here on earth. Let's carry it with us all the time and learn. Allow Mother Nature to teach us everything we need to know so that we can know that no matter what the situation is, we are one. Allow this little piece of heaven, take it back home with you. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
And let the minister have a bulletin, please.
There's one behind the binder.
There's one behind the binder. Yeah. Oh. Thank you, Karina. So let us say in our bulletin is our affirmation. And while you're looking for it, I'll say it once. Allow yourself to feel it. And then we'll say it together if you agree on it. I am one with nature, and nature is one with me. Breathe that in. And that's another thing. While we're here, breathe. We're so restricted. The breeze, we had a great day, thank you, God. Feel that breeze. It's not too hot. Oh, my God. Heaven, yes?
Yes, heaven.
Slow down. Feel it and affirm this with me. I am one with nature, and nature is one with me. And so it is. Amen.